These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers think they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Let's meet the team.
I'm Kevin, I'm 24, and I'm a trainee barrister from Wrexham.
I'm Sue, I'm 60, I work in a toy shop, and I'm from Norwich.
I'm Cara, I'm 29, and I'm a research scientist from Coventry.
I'm Graham, I'm 33, I'm a customer complaints manager from Dewsbury in West Yorkshire.
One by one, they'll try to bring as much money as they can down the board and into the team prize fund, but hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they will go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Kevin. Welcome.
Hello, Bradley.
You all right, mate?
Nervous.
Well, you're going to be a trainee barrister.
I am indeed.
Well, not saying you're going to be a trainee barrister, you're going to be a barrister. You're training now.
I'm training at the moment, yes.
Can't
Hope
be
to qualify
nervous.
Next year.
Can't be nervous doing that stuff. You've got to be on your ball.
This is a test.
Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Quickfire questions against the clock. Each correct answer in this round is worth £1,000. Your time starts now. Complete the book title, A Simple's Life. The life and times of Alexander who?
Fleming.
No, answer is Orloff. What spirit is the base for a Black Russian cocktail?
Vodka.
Correct. Miriam Stoppard is agony aunt in what daily paper?
The Sun.
Daily Mirror. According to the saying, March comes in like a lion and goes out like a what?
Tiger.
Lamb. What's the acronym for white Anglo-Saxon Protestant?
Pass.
Wasp. Who played Arthur Dent in the 2005 film The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Pass.
Martin Freeman. Which Australian tennis player was nicknamed the Rockhampton Rocket?
Pat Rafter.
Rod Laver. Kate Ford plays what Coronation Street character?
Pass.
Tracy Barlow. What's the first name of the title character in F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby?
Pass.
J. What Australian state is known by the initials SA?
New South Wales.
Nope, South Australia. What are members of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police usually called?
Mountaineers.
No, it's Mounties. Kevin, £1,000 to start off with.
Hopeless.
Don't worry. It's not about this round, it's about what you do at the table. But who will you be up against today? Will it be maths teacher Mark Labette? He's the reason Welsh classrooms are overcrowded. Or will it be barrister Sean Wallace, the quiz heartthrob? When the girls throw their knickers at him, he just cleans them, irons them and throws them back. Or will it be Anne Hegarty? Now, Mark might be from Wales, but she is the real dragon around here. It's time to face the chaser. Or it's the beast himself, the one and only 6'6" man mountain, Mark Labette.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
That was shocking. You'll have to throw yourself on my mercy, but I ain't got any.
Put some money on the table. There you are, three steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£100.
Wow. If you want to take a step closer, he will offer you...
£10,000.
Very good. Have a chat to your team.
What do you think, team?
Stick where you are, play it safe, get through the next round and join us in the final.
I think I'd agree as well. I think stick with the 1,000, play it a bit more safe.
Yeah. Sue?
I wouldn't gamble for the big money.
Hmm. Thank you, team. Well, there you are. All of them telling you to stay where you are, but it's your decision, Kevin.
I think I'm going to stick where I am, Bradley.
Are you?
Yes.
£1,000 it is. Thank you very much. Chaser.
You should have gone for the 100. Would your skills go for the 100?
Right. Let's bring that money home, Kevin. For £1,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Who had a 1970 top 20 hit with I Talk to the Trees? A. Roger Moore. B. Telly Savalas. C. Clint Eastwood. You put Telly Savalas. Is that a guess?
I can't remember Roger Moore or Clint Eastwood ever releasing a song, but it is before my time.
It is. Correct answer is... Nope. Clint Eastwood. You stay where you are. The chaser has put... Yes, Clint Eastwood comes onto the table. What film
and
was
you know it and I know it. Paint Your Wagon.
Paint Your Wagon.
No Name City, some fabulous songs.
Yes.
Him and Lee Marvin.
Here's your next question. Which of these sports does not have teams of 11 aside? A, Aussie rules. B, cricket. C, American football. You put American football.
I don't watch much American football, but it is a bit of a guess, to be honest, Brad.
Correct answer is... Ouch. American football does have 11 players. The chase is put. Aussie rules, and now is one step behind you.
18 aside plus four subs. You're obviously a very good lawyer because you know nothing about anything else.
Not at the moment, no. Things can only get better.
Now then, we've got to start getting these right, Kevin. This will be an early exit, mate. We don't want that.
Pressure.
Here's your next question. Which former Play School presenter took their seat in the House of Lords in 2010? Was it A, Brian Kent, B, Fluella Benjamin, or C, Johnny Ball? You put Fluella Benjamin.
Yep, again, a total guess, though, Bradley, to be entirely honest.
Not Johnny Ball.
Don't have a clue who any of the three of them are.
Correct answer is... That was a lucky, lucky guess, then, if that's the case. Step closer to home. The chase is put. Of course, Fluella Benjamin. She's a lovely lady, Flo.
Very nice.
Really nice. Here's your next question. Naughty but nice was a slogan used in the 80s to advertise which product? A, ice cream. B, chocolate. C, cream cakes. You've put chocolate.
Seem to remember it being advertised on one particular chocolate brand, and I think it's been reused since the 80s as well. Mm-hmm. Probably seen it on YouTube or somewhere around there.
Right, and how old are you?
I was born in 86, so I'm 24.
Right, 86. If this is right, it's a step closer to home. If it's wrong, we'll give the chaser the chance to wipe you out. You put chocolate. Correct answer is... cream cakes. Now then, I don't want to put too fine a point on this, but he looks like he's a fan of cream cakes.
I agree with you, Brad.
We've got to hope his finger slipped off the button and gone onto another one. To stay in the game, this has got to be wrong. Has the chaser put cream cakes? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back. Kevin here, the trainee barrister, is hanging on by a slice of cream cake. Before the break, I asked him the question, naughty but nice was a slogan used in the 80s to advertise which product? Now, the correct answer was indeed cream cake. Kevin got it wrong and he put chocolate. What we need now is that we need the chaser to get it wrong. And Kevin, I've got to ask you the question. The chaser did say maybe it'd be a good idea to take the lower amount, which was £100. Do you think you should have took that advice?
Absolutely. He looks like he knows more about cream cakes than I do.
Yeah, he does indeed. All right, joking aside, fingers crossed that he's got this wrong, because that means we're staying in the game. The chaser has put... it is indeed cream cakes. So sorry, Kevin. Tough, tough, tough. Chaser.
Did you ever think I was going to get that question wrong?
Not in a million years, Maestro. Well, Kevin, I do apologise. You have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Cheers. Well, you made short work of that.
I'm in brutal form at the moment, as you know.
Yeah, you are, to be fair.
Don't expect me to get any wrong.
Bad news, because next to face the chaser, it's Sue. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you, Brad.
You work in a toy shop.
I do. I actually own the toy shop, so
do
it's
you?
Even better.
That's great, isn't it?
Yes.
See the faces on the kids when they come in and have a look
yes.
around. Great stuff. So, what subjects are you good at, Sue?
I like films, books.
Good.
Not sport.
No.
If you could sort that for me.
Well, listen, if I could, trust me, I would. But unfortunately, I can't. I have trouble asking them for a start off, never mind answering. So, build up as much cash as we can take a nice few quid to the table. Are you ready?
Yes.
Sue, I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Wolfie Smith was the title character in what sitcom?
Citizen Smith.
Correct. Who played Sally in the film When Harry Met Sally?
Meg Ryan.
Correct. In 1875, Matthew Webb was the first person to swim across what stretch of water?
English Channel.
Correct. What human rights organisation was founded by Peter Benenson in 1961?
Greenpeace.
Amnesty International. What's the only mammal capable of sustained flight?
Bird.
A bat. Oh. What Palestinian region contains Bethlehem, Jericho and Hebron?
Pass.
West Bank. The phrases hang five and hang ten come from what activity?
Hang gliding.
Surfing. Who hosted the 1989 Brit Awards with Mick Fleetwood?
I can see her. Short girl. No, sorry.
Sam Fox.
Yes.
In what decade of the 19th century was the first Impressionist exhibition?
50s?
70s. In Orwell's Animal Farm, what animal is Napoleon?
Horse.
It's a pig, time's up anyway, but Sue, £3,000. Okay. Not bad?
Good.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Sue.
Hello, Mark.
Well, if I had my nieces with me, I'm sure I'd love to go round your shop and spoil them rotten. But unfortunately for you, they ain't here, and I mean business.
There's your £3,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£300.
OK. However, you want to take a step closer to him, he will offer you...
Let's see if I can tempt you. £30,000.
30 grand. Not bad. Have a chat with your team, Sue.
OK.
Well, you seem quietly confident in the first round, and £30,000 is a lot of money, so it might be worth having a gamble.
I think the big guy needs taking down a peg or two, Sue, to be honest, so let's clean him out.
Love it. OK, Sue, thanks very much. Thanks, Graham. What do you think?
I'm going to go for the 300.
You're going to...
I didn't feel very confident in that first round.
It's a different ball game now, Sue. Mm, multiple choice.
I've seen what he's done to Kevin.
300 it is. Thank you very much. Chaser.
I think you might be wise there.
Team. 300.
You could have been braver there, Bradley.
Yeah. Cara?
I might have been a little bit braver, but it's Sue's decision, so... Mm.
Sue's decision it is. And for £300, Sue, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The quetzal is the national bird of which country? A, Guatemala. B, Argentina. C, Panama. You put Argentina. A guess?
Yes.
All right, let's put ourselves out of our misery. Correct answer is Guatemala. You're staying where you are. The chaser has put Guatemala. Oh, he is in good form.
He is, yes.
Aztec word, Quetzalcoatl was an Aztec god, so it was obviously a bird from around there.
Here's next question. The Italian explorer Marco Polo was born in which city? A, Genoa. B, Florence. C, Venice. You put Genoa. Happy with that?
Yeah.
Pretty confident?
So-so.
Correct answer is... It's Venice. Staying where you are. The chaser has put... Indeed, he has put Venice and is on the march.
I think you mistook Christopher Columbus for Marco Polo.
Easily done.
Well, no.
Easily done by me.
In a word, no. Here's your next question. In 2009, which British pop star topped the US charts with his debut American single, Down? A, Jay Sean. B, Tayo Cruz. Or C, Dizzy Rascal. Mmm, chaser looking ponderous. Don't think he knows this. So no. You put Dizzy Rascal. Dizzy Rascal fan?
No. Complete guess, I'm afraid.
Tao Cruz, you know any Tao Cruz's tunes?
I don't know anything about any of them.
I once knew a girl called Dizzy Cow. You live and learn. Correct answer is Jay Sean, staying where you are. I'm not sure the chaser knows this. The chaser has put Oh, wow, very good.
I didn't know it, but I knew quite a few of, is it Tao or Tao Cruise's and Dizzy Rascal's songs, and they hadn't been hits in this country, so... as you know, my rule, if in doubt, go for the one you've never heard of.
Indeed, which means he's one step behind, and it was a good decision not to go for your £3,000.
Yes.
All right, we've got to get this one right. Here is your next question. Which of these novels was written by George Orwell? A, The Bishop's Wife. B, The Vicar of Wakefield. C, A Clergyman's Daughter. You put A Clergyman's Daughter.
I was hoping for Animal Farm to come up.
Right. Guess.
Yep.
Correct answer is... Good guess. Move a step closer to home. The chase is put. Oh, Clergyman's Daughter remains that one step behind us all the way down the board.
I told you, Anne's been working with me on my art and literature, and you may have noticed the difference.
Oh, do you know what I have? You're red hot on it now. Here's next question. Port Vale Football Club play their home games in which city? A, Stoke-on-Trent. B, Derby. C, Chester. You put... Chester.
I think they're Welsh.
You do?
Mm.
Is Chester in Wales?
No.
Correct answer is... Stoke-on-Trent.
Close. I'm no good on geography.
Or football, unfortunately. But that's nonetheless, you did say sport wasn't your strong point. You've got to stay where we are. For our sakes, to stay in the game, Sue. We need this to be wrong. The chaser has put... Stoke-on-Trent and wipes us out, unfortunately. Chaser.
Limited gifts, but you did make the right decision. Still wasn't enough for you.
Still
never
wasn't
mind.
Enough.
Never mind. Well done.
Give my regards to everyone in Norwich, Sue. However, you have been caught and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you,
Goodbye.
Sue. Bye-bye,
darling.
Cara, doesn't matter what you do next, I'm still going to catch you.
Perfect round so far, isn't it? Next, I face the chaser. It's Cara. Oh, two down, two left.
Hmm.
How do you feel?
A little bit nervous, but I think I'll give it a good go. Definitely.
Will you?
Yep.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from South Wales, so not far from Mark, I believe, actually.
What part?
Southeast, so a small town called Abertillery.
Fantastic stuff. All right, hobbies?
I used to play football and now just watch. Also play poker occasionally, so might be going for a little gamble.
Good stuff. And if you won some money, what would you spend it on?
We've been engaged for 3 years and we're hoping to have a civil ceremony in the next couple of years, so...
Cool. Well, I wish you luck. Let's see how much cash we can build up first. This is the first hurdle to get over. Your time starts now. What drink brand was spilled over Joan Collins by Leonard Rossiter in several commercials?
Campari.
Ooh, Cinzano. The pirate flag is made up of a skull and what?
Crossbones.
Correct. What compass direction is at 180 degrees from north?
South.
Correct. Who released the albums Aladdin Sane and Let's Dance?
David Bowie.
Correct. Who played the title role in Saving Private Ryan?
Tom Hanks.
No, Matt Damon. What's the nationality of explorer Roald Amundsen?
Swedish.
Norwegian. The panel game Mornington Crescent features on what Radio 4 programme?
PM.
I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. Which Loose Women panellist wrote the novel Envy?
Pass.
Colleen Nolan. Which West Indian was the first to hit six sixes off an over in first-class cricket?
Brian Lara.
Gary Sobers. The followers of what religion worship in a mosque?
Hindu.
Islam. In 1993, which American musician changed his name to a symbol?
Prince.
Correct. What London railway terminus? All right, not bad, Cara. Time's up. £4,000. Can you take him on?
I'll give it a go.
Can you beat him?
I hope so.
Well, I'm waiting for this. It's time to face the chaser.
Shemai, Cara.
Shemai.
Ah, Gwent girl with a passion for gambling. And you're the best of the players we've seen so far.
Let's put some money on the table. There you are. There's your 4K to start off with. If you want to take a step closer to home, Cara, the Chaser will offer you...
£400.
Mmm. However, take a step closer, he will offer you...
And bear in mind, you only have to split this with at most one person. £40,000.
Have a chat with Graham.
What do we think, Graham?
How much would £4,000 mean towards your wedding fund?
Quite a lot, actually.
Right, tell him to stick it then. Take £4,000.
Stick with four.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a bad round in one of the next couple, but play it safe, I would.
Thank you, Graham.
Cool, Graham, he's changed his tune, hasn't he?
I tell you what, that was very strict rules, I have to say, he was setting down there. But it is your decision, 400, 4,000 or £40,000.
It's a difficult one, but you are in top form, so I'll respect that and I'll stick with 4,000, I think.
You're going to stay with 4,000?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Chaser.
You're one step higher than I thought you would be.
For £4,000, Cara, the chase is on. Good luck to you. Here comes your first question. How many individual squares are there on a standard Scrabble board? A, 121, B, 169, or C, 225? You put 121. Now, do you know that for sure, or is that a guess?
That's an educated guess. I do like playing Scrabble, but I must admit I never sit and count the squares.
I know, so it's 11. So you're saying 11 by 11 as opposed to 13 by 13. I don't think it's going to be 225. Do you? That's just too many. Correct answer is... Well, I never. Dumbfounded that. I had no idea. The chaser has put... Oh, and comes immediately onto the table.
15 times 15.
Indeed.
And if you're a Scrabble player, you should know that if it was any smaller, it'd be possible to start in the middle and get to the triple word score in one seven-letter word, where it's impossible to do that.
He makes a good point.
Do you know why? That's why he's a chaser. Here's the next question. At which London address was the Queen born? A, 87 Brompton Road, B, 22 Park Lane, or C, 17 Bruton Street? You've put 87 Brompton Road.
Something in the back of my mind, but I'm not sure what. It's a gut feeling.
The correct answer is... 17 Bruton Street, where the galleries are. What's all that about? Got to stay where you are. The chase has put... Bruton Street.
Well, when the Queen was born, she was merely the first daughter of the second son to the King. I think it was one of the Bowes Lines private residences, so it wasn't a royal palace.
Of course.
Oh, and goody, I'm one behind you. And I still haven't got a question wrong.
Right. We've got to shake him off. Let's get a move on. Here's the next question. What is the only country through which the equator and the Tropic of Capricorn both pass? Is it A, Brazil, B, China, C, Australia? You put Brazil. What do you think?
I think my geography's a little shaky, but again, a gut feeling, not sure.
What is the Tropic of Capricorn, do you know?
Good question. I wouldn't like to define it.
The correct answer is... Brazil, well played. The chase has put... Also, Brazil remains that one step behind us. Tropic of Capricorn.
It's the one in the southern hemisphere, and that's supposed to represent the theoretical lowest point at which the sun will be directly overhead at midday.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Someone described as a polyglot is able to do what? A, speak many languages, B, play many instruments, or C, taste many flavours? You put... taste many flavours. Well, I can do that.
Me too.
Do you reckon we're polyglots?
I hope we're polyglots.
I hope we're polyglots for your sake. Polyglots is the right answer. We're still in the game. If it isn't, we're going to give the chaser the chance to close the gap. Are you sure you're polyglot?
Not sure. Hoping so.
Well, we'll find out after the break. Welcome back. Is Cara a polyglot? That was the question I was asking her, because before the break, I asked Cara the question, someone described as a polyglot is able to do what? Now, Cara said, taste many flavours, which is what I said that we all could do, really, so we're looking for that. We need this to be right to stay in the game. The correct answer is... That's not good. We've got to stay where we are. The chaser has to be wrong. Polly, glot, where does that come from? Glot, glottal. Oh, you see, sometimes the answer is in the question, isn't it?
Yeah.
The chaser has put, got to be wrong. Yeah, that was it. And he'll tell us exactly what it's all about. Derived from?
The Greek. A little bit of Latin and Greek goes a long way in quizzes.
Carl, I'm very sorry to say you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, well, well. 100% record thus far.
I told you I'm in good form. Mm. Graham, the good news is you're playing for yourself now.
Last to face the chaser, it is indeed Graham.
Hi, Bradley.
Graham. And then there was one.
He's looking pretty menacing today. It's been a massacre so far.
He's been absolutely an awesome form. Mm. You've watched Kevin, Sue and Cara go out. You've seen their individual chases. How were you on their multiple choice questions?
A bit of a mixed bag. Some I knew, some I guessed, some I had no idea on.
Really?
But it's just the luck of the draw. You might get seven or eight questions, you know. You might get seven or eight. You haven't got a Scooby-Doo, so...
Yeah. Well, I wish you luck. Graham, your time starts... Now, Zion is the name of the holy hill of what ancient city?
Jerusalem.
Correct. John Thorpe played Henry Willows in what 80s sitcom?
Home to Roost.
Correct. How many Lord of the Rings films did Peter Jackson make?
Three.
Correct. The song from the Great Depression was Brother, Can You Spare a...
Dime.
Correct. Which princess was the mother of Lady Sarah Chatto?
Pass.
Princess Margaret. What type of performer is named after the Latin for speaking from the belly?
Opera baritone?
Ventriloquist. If someone is disenfranchised, what have they lost?
Belief, interest.
No, the right to vote. Who wrote Bookie Wook 2? This time it's personal.
Russell Brand.
Correct. What type of school was founded by Dame Marie Rambert in the 20s?
Theatre.
Ballet. In what month of 44 BC was Julius Caesar assassinated?
March.
Correct. What's the highest number in the National Lottery's lotto draw?
49.
Correct. WSJ.com is the website of what fine... Time's up. Not bad, Graham. $7,000.
Buy a few pints, that will.
Hey, and a pie.
Yeah, definitely.
All we've got to do is keep hold of that $7,000 and maybe even more. It's time, Graham, to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Graham.
Hi there.
Well, you come to the star player of the team. Interesting body language, and I'm not sure hands in the pocket's quite appropriate.
Very laid back.
Which might stand him in good stead here. He won't get succumbed to nerves like the others.
Yeah.
Well, they did, and they just weren't good enough.
Just put some money on the table. There it is, Graham. You're 7K. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£500.
If you want to take a step closer to the chaser, he'll offer you...
£20,000, all for your lonesome.
£20,000.
A bit tight, isn't it? Everyone else got 10 times as much. You're worried? He looks a bit...
Take the offer, then. See how worried I am.
It's not really incentivising me to gamble, is it?
Hmm. I think that's a bit mean.
I'll stick where I am, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, if he's not going to make it worth me taking a risk or getting a final. I think I'll stick with a £7,000, though.
No, that's fine. £5,000. Yep. Listen, I don't blame you. I think you're absolutely right. Chaser?
I don't think he'd have taken £70,000, so 20 seemed about right.
For £7,000, Grant, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these capitals has not hosted the Summer Olympics? A, Stockholm. B, Copenhagen. C, Helsinki. You put Copenhagen. Why Copenhagen?
It's got instinct. Helsinki's definitely hosted it. Stockholm, I think, has hosted it. So I'm going to go for Copenhagen.
Correct answer is... Well played. A step closer to home. The chaser has put... Of course he's put Copenhagen.
Helsinki 1952, smallest ever place to host the Summer Olympics. Stockholm 1912, the last Olympics to which an individual competitor could just turn up and take part.
Thank you for that nugget, sir. Here's your next question. What was the nickname of Morgan Freeman's character in The Shawshank Redemption? Was it A, Red, B, Boggs, C, Floyd? You put Red. Happy with that?
Absolutely nailed on, yeah.
Correct answer is... Nailed on indeed. Step closer to home. The chaser's put... Red it is.
Cracking film.
Always intrigued me, though, when he disappears down the hole...
Yeah.
How does he put the poster back over the hole once he's gone?
Do you know, I never thought of that.
That's the only loophole in that plot.
You're so picky.
I am picky, but what can I do? Here's next question. Which artist won the Turner Prize in 1995 for an exhibit that included the piece Mother and Child Divided? A, Damien Hirst, B, Tracy Emin, C, Anish Kapoor. You put Damien Hirst.
Yeah.
Again?
Yep. I believe it was a cow and a calf in a tank of formaldehyde and had been spliced down the middle. He's getting a bit slow, though, have you noticed? There's two I've got quicker than
it. Yeah, it is. I have noticed that, actually. Correct answer is... Well played, Damien Hirst. It is. Well done. The chaser has put... Yeah, Damien Hirst.
It's called technique, dear boy. When it comes to art and culture, I'm not the best, so I take my time and make sure I get it right.
Everybody should know that one, though. Everyone should know that one.
Here's your next question. Where would you sit in a private box known as a loge? Was it A, the theatre, B, the racecourse, or C, diner? You've put... racecourse.
I've got a theatre degree, so if it's theatre, I'm going to be really ticked off.
Yeah.
And all my lovies will be very upset with me.
All my lovies.
Diner, I would just expect it to be a booth. Theatre is normally just the private box or a royal box.
Yeah.
So, elimination, go for the GGs.
OK. You've put racecourse. Correct answer is... theatre. See, now...
I did get a 2-1, but, you know...
I tell you what, I've worked in hundreds and hundreds of theatres. Never heard of it. They've got to stay where we are. The correct answer is theatre. The chaser's put... How did you get that?
Oh, I got lucky, but the way it is today, I might as well go out and buy lottery tickets. I just can't go wrong.
Here's the next question. Which of these American presidents does not appear as a carved face in the side of Mount Rushmore? A, Franklin D. Roosevelt. B, George Washington. C, Abraham Lincoln. You put Franklin D. Roosevelt. You know this?
It's a little process of elimination. I think it's just too late in the period of time. Washington and Lincoln, founding fathers, aren't they? So I'd expect them to be up there.
Of course. Correct answer is... Well played, one step from home. The chaser's put. Also, the right answer, of course, and remains the two steps behind us.
Good logic. Yeah. I think they were completed in the 1920s in South Dakota, and, of course, FDR was 30s and 40s. His cousin, Theodore Roosevelt, is on the memorial.
Right, we're one question from home. Come on, Graham, let's do it. Here's your question. In heraldry, which word is used to describe an animal standing on its hind legs? A, rousant, B, reclinant, C, rampant. You've put... rousant. Why?
Elimination again, I'd say reclinant would normally mean you're reclining, you're lying down, or you're relaxing. Rampant, I would expect to mean running around or lively.
I see where you're going with that. But rampant...
I would say rampant.
Rampant, yeah, maybe. A horse, see?
But if you say he's absolutely rampant today, you know what you mean, he's lively, he's running around, I don't know, might
be wrong. Talking of rampant beasts,
Well, he's up there, isn't he? But, yeah.
Correct answer is to go through with £7,000. Come on, Graham. Rampant. Ramp.
I've got daylight. Look, I've got one space to play with,
well,
so we're all right.
We've got to stay where we are. The chaser has put... Rampant.
There's a mate of mine who's designed his own family coat of arms, and he's chosen, being a good Welshman, the black sheep rampant as his device.
Ah, ramp.
Yes.
Does that mean anything?
No, it's just a heraldic term, a bit of Norman French, you know. But at least one thing, you were right not to go for the £20,000.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I'm also right not to have a friend who designs his own coat of arms.
Yeah, that is scary. Yeah. You've got to tell him to get out much, much more. What's his name? Fiddly McBoar? Honest to God, you want to see this? She was really rampant. And I painted it black. Like coal.
So you've met him then?
Right, here he goes. Come on, let's get out. Here is your next question. Which composer had a notorious affair with the French novelist George Sand? A. Chopin. B. Mendelssohn. C. Berlioz. You've put Chopin because...
I haven't got a Scooby-Doo. To be honest, it was an absolute punt.
Was he French, Chopin?
Sounds it, doesn't it?
Put Chopin. Got to be right. Please be right. Correct answer is to go through with £7,000. Come on. Yes! Get in there! Well done, Graham. Fantastic.
With a guess.
Get in there. With a guess.
Frédéric Chopin, the Polish-born Frenchman, or French-born Pole.
Oh, really? So he wasn't French at all?
No, sorry, he was born in Poland and he lived most of his life in France.
Ah, very good.
One fluke away from getting them all.
Graham, well done, mate.
Cheers.
Go and take your place.
Thank
you. You're through to the final chase. There you are.
By the skin of his teeth.
Yeah, just made it. So only Graham has made it through to the final chase with a prize fund of £7,000. I'm just hoping he can outrun the chaser. Will he? Come back and find out after the break. Could you take on a chaser? I'm looking for contestants to go up against this lot and hopefully win thousands of pounds. To apply, go to itv.com/thechase and I might see you here soon. Well, welcome back. Only Graham has made it through to the final chase with £7,000 in the prize fund. Now, against the clock, Graham must answer as many questions as he can, each right answer taking him a step further away from the chaser. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch Graham. If he does, Graham leaves with nothing. However, if the chaser fails in his quest, Graham goes home with £7,000. That's not bad.
It'll do.
Yeah,
it'll do.
Absolutely. All right, you get a one-step head start on the chaser because only you have made it through to the final, Graham.
Okay.
I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Who was Prime Minister throughout the 1980s?
Margaret Thatcher.
Correct. What's the 50th state of the USA?
Hawaii.
Correct. After abdicating, Edward VIII became Duke of where?
Pass.
Windsor. What rugby league club plays home games at the Stoop?
Saracens.
Harlequins. What's the fear of being in enclosed spaces?
Claustrophobia.
Correct. In what film did Al Pacino play Carlito Brigante?
Carlito's Way.
Correct. What cathedral's in Moscow's Red Square?
St. Peter's... No, pass.
No, it's St. Basil's. The word draconian comes from a lawgiver of what ancient city?
Pass.
Athens. What's an airport for helicopters called?
Helipad.
Wrong, it's heliport. What sport's regulated by the IAAF?
Athletics.
Correct. Who wrote the score for the musical Oliver?
Pass.
Lionel Bart. Encyclopedia Britannica was originally published in what city?
Edinburgh.
Correct. Adam Woodyatt plays which EastEnders? Correct. What star sign covers late August and early September?
Virgo.
Correct. Who did Frank Muir call the thinking man's crumpet?
Pass.
Joan Bakewell. Anthony Quinn played which painter in Lust for Life?
Pass.
Gauguin. Richard Branson founded what record company in the 70s? Correct. A cube has how many edges?
Pass.
It's 12. Veep is an American slang for what political role?
Vice President.
Correct. Bill Nicholson managed what double-winning football team?
Spurs.
Correct. What's the second month of the year?
February.
Correct. Treacle is made when what substance is refined?
Sugar.
Correct. The ski resort Zermatt is in what country?
Switzerland.
Correct. Who composed the opera Cavaliera Rusticana?
Rossini.
No, it's Mascagni. OK, how many letters in the word envelope?
Eight.
Correct. Who was elected South African president in 94?
Nelson Mandela.
Correct. What are the French equivalent of the Oscars?
The Pierres.
Césars. How many judges sit in the Supreme Court of the UK?
Three.
It's 12. What a young... Not bad on your own, mate. Not bad on your own. 17 you got.
I'll take it.
Yes, 17. Go. Let's hope that's enough, because it's time to bring back the chaser. A bit sticky in the middle, but nonetheless, 17 steps on his own.
Decent effort. Won't be enough, though.
Remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong and Graham gets it right, he pushes the chaser back one step. Let's see if 17 steps is indeed enough. It is time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What does the word rural refer to?
The countryside.
Correct. What does GCSE stand for?
General Certificate of Secondary Education.
Correct. What domestic pet is a species of cavy?
Guinea pig.
Correct. Who wrote the novels A Walk to Remember and The Notebook?
No idea.
Stop the clock.
Oh, I don't know.
Nicholas Sparks. Chase, your time starts again now. What does a shooter roll in a game of craps?
Dice.
Correct. Who was queen at the time of the Spanish Armada?
Queen Elizabeth I.
Correct. Ska music originated on
Jamaica.
What island? Correct. Which American Teamsters Union leader disappeared?
Jimmy Hoffa.
Correct. Oolong, green and black are types of what drink?
Tea.
Correct. What's the name of the Womble's great-uncle?
Bulgaria.
Correct. Which apostle holds the keys to heaven?
St. Peter.
Correct. Don't laugh at me is which comedian's...
Norman Wisdom.
Correct. What's a flag with three colours called?
Tricolour.
Correct. What's the capital of South Korea?
Seoul.
Correct. In Northern Irish politics, UUP stands for what?
Official Unionist Party.
Stop the clock, it's wrong.
Ulster Unionist Party.
Is correct.
Back you go.
Back you go. He says, you push the chaser back a step. Your time starts now. What type of petition has signatures arranged in a circle?
A round?
Nope. Stop the clock. Graham?
A round robin.
Is correct. Push the chaser back one step. Your time starts again now. What colour are snowdrops?
White.
Correct. Blue Peter first broadcast in what decade?
The 1950s.
Correct. Who was the brother of the Bronte sisters?
Branwell Bronte.
Correct. Jamaica's Dustin Brown plays what sport professionally?
Basketball.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Tennis.
He's correct.
Awesome. What a guess.
Push the chaser back a step. Chaser requires four steps to catch Graham. 40 seconds remaining. Your time starts again. Now, complete the proverb, don't teach your grandmother to suck...
Eggs.
Correct. Which Spice Girl's maiden name is Adams?
Victoria Beckham.
Correct. What TV show was set at the Blue Moon Detective Agency?
Moonlighting.
Correct. What magazine compiled the book Why Don't Penguins Feet Freeze?
No idea.
Stop the clock.
Private Eye?
Nope. New Scientist is the right answer. Your time starts again. Now, the duck-billed platypus is native to what country?
Australia.
Correct. With 18 seconds to spare, a valiant effort, mate.
Cheers.
Really, thanks. Really good. And the only one left standing, which
yeah,
just goes to show... Yeah, nonetheless, got to take away the £7,000. Graham, how do you feel?
Disappointed, but if I'd had a bit of support, I think I could have taken him.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing, but unfortunately have been caught, and for you, the chase is over. Chaser.
You need some support, but I'm afraid your three teammates just weren't up to scratch. So, fair play to you. The others were nice, but didn't belong here.
Mmm. So the chaser hunts a contestant down again. Can anyone take out a chaser? Find out next time. Goodbye.